Happy Tuesday morning. You know what time it is, don't you? That's right, TSL. We got a big show for you. We got all the WWE news you want. Maybe the return of some crappy-ass belt. We have bad news out of New Japan. And did WWE finally get something right, or did they get it wrong? This is TSL.
Ooh, yeah! What down that belt?
Welcome to, or welcome back to, Total Spot Fest Live. I am JJ Brownlee, accompanied as I am almost every time, I'll talk about that in a second here, by my co-host, Mr. Jamie Faulkner.
Woo!
Who is on full checkout mode at work this week, not here for us and you guys, but he's going to be on vacation next week. So luckily we are accompanied once again by the returning young boy, the ninth wonder of the world, the man you love to hate. That's it, Nick.
I mean, you're very polite for calling it lucky.
Yeah.
This is where you could do a rock promo back. Finally.
Light Home has come back to TS.
Well, for what it's worth, it's going to be me and Nick alone next week, and we got an extra show next week. This is our regularly scheduled Tuesday Total Spot Fest Live. So thank you guys for joining us. We're going to talk about WWE. Tons of news going on. Our complaining about there not being a lot of news has quickly been rectified by WWE, AEW, New Japan, Impact, all the things. So we're going to talk about all of it as quickly as we can. Impact, another great show this past week with some title things going on. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I did spirit fingers there, but okay, that's cool. But if you are watching us on YouTube, we do appreciate it. It would help us out a lot. Give us a like down below if you like what you see. Give us a comment. You want to holler at us, it's at Total Spot Fest. You can holler at us personally. I am at JMoney1536. Jamie is at JFaulkner56. Nick doesn't exist online, so don't bother. So
no, sir.
Well, we are going to get right into it. Like I said, yeah, Jamie's going to be gone next week. He's going to be in Florida on vacation with five females. So congratulations.
Pray for me.
It takes a certain type of man.
You are going to Disney World and getting a Darksaber, so I mean, there's that.
There's lots of positives. I get to go to Harry Potter. I get to go to Galaxy's Edge, and they have Yinglings on tap pretty much anywhere I go. So I'm excited.
For those of you listening, Yinglings is a rarity here in the Kansas City area, basically west of the Mississippi. You really rarely find it. I can find it every once in a blue moon at a certain liquor store here in Kansas City, but it's also a liquor store. It's the size of a hockey arena, Lucas on 135th. Other than that, it's hard to find. It is Jamie's favorite beer. Jamie's not a big drinker, but he love him some Yingling, so he is going to enjoy that. I'm going to enjoy my time with Nick, hopefully.
Are
we'll
you,
see.
Though?
I might X him
He's
out.
He's
going to
spend
time.
Some time with me. That's probably more accurate.
I'm
going
to spend some time. Well, we thank all you for spending some time with us. And so let's just get right to it. Okay. Jamie, why don't you give us some numbers from last week? And you have some news before we get into the, you know, kind of workings of what went on in the past week in wrestling.
Yeah, I have a few big, big items. I know we have some others that are directly impacting Impact, huh? And then Raw, SmackDown, NXT information as well. So we can litter those in during those shows.
Yeah, we'll sprinkle. We'll do some sprinklage.
Yes, so let's start with numbers. So Raw went up, gentlemen. It went from 1.87 to 1.823. So
I got a question for you there, Jamie.
But that's not somehow, up. That's some way go.
That's not up.
Yeah, it went from 1.817 to 1.823.
Oh, 1.817. I missed the one there. Sorry.
Yeah. So is it possible?
Whatever.
Sorry, man. I was going to ask Jamie, is it
possible?
Are you
already taking us off the rails here? Seriously?
Just a quick little detour. Is it possible to buy viewers in the same sense that it's possible to buy Twitter followers?
Probably.
Okay. Just checking.
I mean, I would not put that past Vince McMahon at this point. But
that's a very Kevin Dunn move. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So it went up an ass hair. Okay.
Sure. Yeah, actually this week for WWE as a whole was a good week for them, which is kind of scary.
Good week.
Yeah, NXT went from 697 to 700,000. They went up 3,000 viewers.
Hey,
so
that's up.
They
that's
went up.
Up is up.
Yeah, SmackDown went from 1.80 to 1.830. So they gained 30,000 viewers. But the big loser was AEW, surprisingly. They went from 936 to 821. Like, that's a big drop. Over 100,000.
And it is. And I was thinking about it too. Now, AEW especially, but the other ones somewhat too. It is not a good time of year to be on cable and not be named NHL or NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. I know that while Dynamite was on, there was a stellar hockey game followed by my Blues getting reamed. And when was the Lakers game one? Was that Friday night or
game one was Saturday?
Saturday. Okay. Well, I know Lakers game one was the highest rated.
Oh, but they had the
NBA.
Playing games. They had the playing games, and those were on
playing games.
There was one on Wednesday and one on Friday.
Wednesday and Friday. So I think for the next couple of weeks here, I don't expect big numbers. I think AEW is going to take the biggest brunt of this. Jamie and I both tried. We still cannot find Impact's ratings.
It doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't seem like it.
I don't know why, but not even the dirt sheets they're posting, because I mean, Wrestling Inc. would post all of them, okay, mm-hmm. As they came out. But past few weeks, no Impact. It's not a good sign. It's probably not good because of other sports playoffs. So it is what it is.
And speaking of Impact, I do have one piece of news. I think we touched on it last time, but it was officially confirmed. And I know if I'm stealing your thunder on this or not, but Don Callis is no longer an executive with Impact. He is just an on-air personality now.
Yeah, I was not going to. Yeah, thank you for that. I forgot about that. But that is, it's more a, kind of like a, just a, it's not like a groundbreaking bit of news necessarily.
Yeah.
So, whatever. But he's not officially a behind-the-scenes guy. And maybe that is because of the amount of work he's putting in on both Impact and AEW, but his contract was coming up this year anyway with Impact, so.
Yeah, so not huge news, but it is Impact news. I do have a bit of bad news for everybody. This one really hurt me, honestly. The World Heavyweight IWGP,
New Japan
Heavyweight.
Okay.
Heavyweight
you said bad news, and I'm like, bad news? What?
Yeah. Okay. Will Ospreay had to relinquish his title because of a neck injury.
That was suffered at the last pay-per-view, right?
Yeah.
At Dontaku?
Yeah, Wrestle Dontaku.
I said it right. That's two shows. I am on fire.
So,
sorry, Will, though. He's not.
Yeah, so sad news there.
Oh, that does suck.
He deserved it. After his first defense, he has to relinquish it, which sucks because hoping for a long reign for him, but it seems like his time's going to be cut short. And that could have some implications on Double or Nothing, if you ask me. Implications. There we go. Implications.
Implications. Well, they're still in.
Purpose.
They're still in COVID lockdown over there. New Japan is. There's been a lot of unrest behind the scenes, from what I've read from the talent about that. And there's also, I don't know if you knew this or not, but we were trying to do Jamie and I were trying to do the guessing game after the final card was released, because for AEW's Double or Nothing, they showed all the participants and there was one card left. It was Ace of Spades with a big question mark in the middle. Like, who could it be? Our first thoughts were Andrade, but then we started fantasizing. And our, New Japan, since they're in lockdown, they can't do anything. It could be somebody from there. Phantasmo's already over here. Kenta's over here. Who could it be? We said Rainmaker. It could be Okada, right? Well, it's not going to be Okada. He got COVID.
Yes.
Right now, he has COVID.
He has COVID right now.
Not going to be at Double or Nothing. You will not miss the coin drop. I really wished it would be because I wanted to text you while you were at Disney World and just be like, ha, 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 ha. Or at Universal, whatever.
I'll be anyway. Universal at that time. But yeah.
Universal.
Maybe Tetsuya and NATO. Ooh.
Could be NATO. I mean, it could be. There's more New Japan people going to be in US TV. I'll talk about here in a second. But
yes,
I still think it's Andrade. Nick, do you have an idea who it could be? You know,
my expectations are very low. I'm going to be honest.
Okay. Especially after the Christian Cage thing.
Yes, dude.
Do we even think it's going to be somebody from outside? It's going to be just a returning guy.
Don't get. Not yet.
Who's
not
hurt?
Yet.
Wow. Wow.
That upset me. We'll get to it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, by the way, another little bit of AEW news before you move on, talking about the battle, the buy-in battle royal. That graphic was now incorrect because there's one of those cards that's out for several months, and it's Rey Fénix. Rey Fénix hurt himself. In Mexico, it just said he was doing some sort of match in Mexico recently and sustained a neck injury.
Yeah, it's not.
That's all I know.
From what I heard, it's not serious, but he's going to be out right for considerable time because you don't mess with the neck.
Several months is what it says here. Next few months. There's no word on what match Ray would have suffered the injuries. It's eerily similar to Okada, except we know where, or not Okada, to Ospreay, but we know where Ospreay's was from. So
yeah. I mean, one wise man did say at one point in time, you need to check your neck. So that's all I got there.
Moving on.
Making sure he's good there. okay, so then finally,
I think it was protect your neck is what you were looking for.
Wu-Tang.
Well, Wu-Tang, and then they had Busta Rhymes with the check your neck. Come on, man.
I was going Wu-Tang. All right, touche.
But anyway, so I want to have a discussion around this news because there's two pieces to this news. One, okay. I was excited about it. Then I read the response, and I'm like, this could be a good discussion. So, I don't know if everybody saw this, but WWE released Velveteen Dream.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. After they released everybody else.
And I think everybody knows how I've felt about him. I really have been a big advocate of he should no longer be there. So I was very excited about the news. Mm-hmm. 100% excited that they righted a wrong. He's gone. Then I read his apology or his defense for himself.
His
like
explanation. He basically chalked it up that he couldn't respond because it was tied up in WWE's legal whatever. So now he's letting it all on the line.
Yeah.
He released it on Instagram stories or whatever.
It's a whole bunch of just rambling, in my opinion. And I want to get your guys' because here's the thing. I want to hear what you guys say, and then I'm going to come back with my final opinion on it.
Okay.
Because it reminds me of somebody else.
Okay.
Young boy Nicholas, what did you think of the firing, and did you happen to read anything?
I didn't read the apology, but as far as the firing goes, I was actually shocked that they didn't just do that damn near immediately. And that's not from like a cancel culture or outrage type standpoint, but from a business standpoint, what he was accused of doing, or suspected of doing, allegedly had done, was really bad. So I, innocent until proven guilty, but at a certain point, if there's enough evidence, and it certainly seemed like there was, you got to get rid of him, like, on the spot. Like, so I'm amazed that it took them this long. I'm curious to hear what his apology was. I'm not quite sure.
Well,
I mean, the only way that you can apologize for something like that, which I know he probably did not do, is to really sincerely from the bottom of your heart humble up and say, I really screwed up and I am sincerely sorry for everybody that I hurt. But I'm guessing he probably did not do that.
Well, I mean, I'm up next. I'll go ahead and tell you what he said. You know, first of all, I just want to clear the air here. What is it that you believe he did?
I mean, he was grooming underage girls, wasn't he?
No.
Boys.
Ugh.
Men. Men wrestlers, he was grooming them and predatory towards them.
Well, either way.
So okay. Here's the thing.
I wasn't aware of that.
One girl. He had one girl too that reported on Twitter.
That was actually a little bit something different. But she wasn't a wrestler. It was okay. The point being is that I was guilty too before today. I had really forgot because WWE is very good at the whole hushing of things. Right. This is not their first rodeo. I'm not surprised they didn't let him go when it happened because that's what they do. If they have enough money invested in you, and they, because their whole thing is the people that run WWE. And for those of you who are, you know, shocked and amazed that I would suggest that it's just normal business, that if there's allegations of this nature, they just would roll with the punches. If you don't know, the people who run WWE very much believe everything that goes on is a kayfabe. Like, period. They've been doing this for 30, 40, 50 years, most of these guys. And it seeps into their everyday thought process. So a lot of stuff happens. They're like, we're going to bury it. We'll take care of it. 6 months, nobody will remember it. We'll just repackage it and put it out. That's literally how they process, you know, any sort of, you know, anything going on. Now, it's changing a little bit the culture as you're getting Triple H and some younger people into play, but it's still there. Now, his retort was a very, from his point of view, and I'm not saying he did it, he didn't do it. This guy's that, I'm not pulling a side here, okay? Because I'm not going to do that. He gave a very detailed retort of his side of the story for us to hear. And he said, this is what happened. There was this instance, this guy. I shared this up. I offered him. You know, he wants to verify it was me, so I called him. We talked, blah, blah, blah. I asked him things that he's going to need to know. He's going to need to work on his promos. He needs to work on his body. What's his weight? What's his height? Innocent things when you take it in that context. I don't know what the actual messages or actual things looked like. That's why I'm not taking a side here. So to me, his response made sense from his point of view. Very Obi-Wan Kenobi I am over here. Okay? Here's my problem. Here's my thing with it. Everybody, I mean, just more and more talent, producers, everybody said this guy was a first-class piece of shit.
It's unanimous.
And I'm sorry. If everyone said that he was kind of a loner, or it's like he was a fine guy, or it's like he was a great guy, okay. But everybody's coming out, and you know, there's more and more people saying it's like, oh no, everybody backstage hated this motherfucker. Well, your words carry a lot less weight, Dream. Oh, you know what
I
mean?
For sure. Mm-hmm.
So, in my opinion, you know, and he hinted that it's time for him to move on, and he's dropping the gimmick and doing. He doesn't. Yeah, definitely time for you to move the fuck on. I don't know if you're guilty. You know, you gave a very detailed ordeal of what it was, and you explained it very well. Is that truly what happened? I'm not a judge. I don't know. But everyone else says that you're a piece of crap. So I tend to think not.
Yeah,
that's my
view. It's too bad. It's a shame.
Jamie, where are you at?
So, obviously he's guilty in the public opinion.
IWC hates him.
Yeah, he has been. They were the judge, jury, and executioner on that guy. But they went Judge Dredd on him for sure. But the thing is, to me, his apology reminded me a lot of Joey Ryan. So
what a terrible measuring stick to compare it to. But go ahead.
I knew that's where you were going to go with it.
Yeah,
it's not. You're not wrong.
Because Joey Ryan did the same thing. Joey's like, you know, I did. He at least said he did some terrible things, but then everybody about that, he's like, I didn't know I heard him, but this stuff's wrong. And then he did a whole bunch of lawsuits and all this crap. And then I can see Dream going down the same exact path just to clear his name. But no matter what, as you know, in the internet world that we have today and the wrestling community that is very close knit, Homeboy's never going to get another shot again.
No.
Like, that's the thing. Mm-mm. Joey Ryan is got the death sentence. That guy probably will never, ever wrestle again.
Nope.
And Dream's probably going to do the same thing. If there is any realism to him grooming these guys or talking to a 14-year-old girl on Twitter as a father of a 14-year-old girl, I want that motherfucker dead. Like, if that was my daughter, right. No, I'm out. So, if there's any kind of truth, I'm not going to let my kids meet him. Nothing. He is dead. Yeah. And he did the exact same thing as Joey Ryan. This feels almost carbon freaking copy. They've talked to each other, something like, oh, everybody liked me after this. No. Joey Ryan's got like 6 followers now. Like, not even legit. Yeah. Like, and Velveteen's going to lose everybody too.
And it's more detrimental to Velveteen because Joey Ryan was already very much of a niche market guy. Mm. I'm sorry, penis druids, you know, the whole thing. He was already kind of in that niche market. Now, you loved him before all the stuff came out.
I did.
I know this.
I did, 100%.
Jamie, funny story, Jamie actually got a t-shirt autographed by Joey Ryan when he came up to Journey Pro Wrestling. It was actually an amazing night. That was a fantastic show.
It was a great show. But that guy
was that the Christmas
out,
show? Was that
me.
Die Hard? Was that Die Hard? Die Hard's Christmas movie.
Yeah, Die Hard's Christmas movie. Yeah.
If you guys don't know, Journey Pro Wrestling, who we'll talk about in just a moment before we get into actually the reviews. Jamie has some stuff on that. They named all their shows after musical songs, except for their December show, which was named Die Hard is a Christmas movie. I'm sorry. I miss Journey Pro so much. Dude. Jamie gave me a slight bit of hope, though, this week.
Yes, yes. I reached out to them via the Facebook Messenger and said, hey, guys, just want to let you know, we love you. We miss you. Me and my 3 friends, we always went to almost every show for the past, like, 6 shows.
2 friends.
No, we went to, like, 4 shows.
2 friends.
Oh, 2 friends. Well, me and my 2 friends. Sorry. Us 3, basically.
That was going to drive me crazy. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Us 3. We went and everything. And I said, you know, hope you guys come back. I even offered, like, if you need help, anything, we are more than happy to help. We love you guys. And then the guy's like, yeah, we love you too. You always posted great stuff about us, blah, blah, blah. Something is coming soon. We are working on something soon. We will have wrestling back.
Maybe.
And I'm like, oh,
maybe.
My God.
Dude, they put it on Facebook earlier. They had a little teaser on there.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I'm never on Facebook. I need to go.
I know.
Wait, you're on Facebook?
Don't tell anybody.
You just told the world, Nick. All right.
Yeah, he's under the pseudonym. He's under the fake name, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep, Dr. Seuss.
Of Dirk Diggler.
Chest Rockwell.
Number one Joey Ryan fan. Okay. Yeah. Well, rest in peace to one of the most promising talents in the past 20
years.
Dude,
he was a lot of fun to watch, man.
Everybody said that this guy is the future. I mean, John Cena's like, I want to lose to this guy when I'm getting ready to go out. He wanted to put him over on his way out, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody was like, this dude has got it. He did. I could tell in his early stuff with the feud he had against Aleister Black, that's a future star. Everybody saw it. This guy was so good, and oh my God, how the mighty have fallen.
Yeah, it's a shame. It really is.
It truly is. It truly is.
Oh, so, well, rest in peace, the career of Velveteen Dream.
Yeah, and may you rot in hell if you actually
did it. If you actually did it. Do you have anything else you want to get into? Sure, I start talking about some wrestling.
You know, let's actually talk a little wrestling. Let's bring it up a beat. Let's talk Impact. Can we talk Impact?
Well, I'm going to save Impact.
Come on. Don't ruin it.
No. Here's why. So we're talking about Dream, so I want to roll right into, I want to talk about NXT first. Then we'll talk about Impact, okay?
No. because I know where you're going to go with this, and I don't even want to talk about it.
We're not even going to talk about it. I really don't think you do know where I'm going to go with this. We're talking about NXT one way or another tonight.
I know, but I know we're going to go with it. And because
you don't.
I have to say you're right, and I don't want to do that. I'm not prepared to do that tonight.
I was only going to gloss over that bit. So here's what I want to get to. First of all, we're talking about NXT, guys. NXT for this last week was they were up, and probably largely because of the main event. And the main event was worth the price of admission. Let me just tell you that right now. Now, I did hear some other news about recently released NXT talent, okay? For one, Drake Wirtz, that son of a bitch, racist, referee. Apparently, he's going to return to be an in-ring wrestler for some indie promotion. Good for him. Yeah, that's doesn't surprise me one bit.
Hope he gets his receipts.
Wow, I'm just like, it's like, really? That's your angle? So he's on some sort of promotion. It's being promoted by the Bikers Against Trafficking organization. Sure. And it's going to feature other superstars such as Low Ki and Matt Morgan on June 26th. So,
Matt Morgan still wrestles or attempts to? He's not.
Apparently. Low Ki's not in prison. So, I mean, there's that. Low Ki is crazy. So, yeah, that's where you've gone to, Drew Wirtz. Now, WWE said all these, especially the NXT talent, were budgetary cuts. I wish don't say anything. Just say we just let them go. That's it. That's all you have to say.
Yeah, that's it.
We're done. Sorry, time to move on. That's fine. Whatever, budgetary cuts. Alexander Wolfe, speaking of which, apparently he's not been fired. He'd not been released. His contract expires end of the month, and he just said that they've mutually decided not to renew his contract. So that's a little different. And Jessamyn Duke, it's a little interesting. I don't know if did you see her reaction at all, Jamie?
No, I missed it.
Okay, so I said that it's going to suck for up, down, because she's heavily involved with a lot of that. Well, the whole thing about her injury, that's unconfirmed, but it's thought to be true. Regardless, she actually hasn't been around or done anything in WWE for the past 6 months, except for work with their digital team and up, down. Xavier Woods did clarify, because there was a lot of people, like the day she got released, there was like hundreds of thousands of people like Twitter hitting him up, being like, what about Biari? What about Jessamyn? What about Jessamyn? He's like, here's the skinny. Up, down is owned by WWE. I was wrong in that. I said Xavier Woods owned it. He started it, but it was his idea. WWE owns it, though. That's why, as soon as somebody gets released, they're no longer on Up, Up, Down. Now, Jessamyn has been on Up, Up, Down since she got released. That's because she's worked in a behind-the-scenes digital marketing role, a digital role with WWE in general, and the Up, Up, Down. She's been doing a lot of stuff for Up, Up, Down. And she says that my role has not changed. So she's basically released as a talent, but she's still working with them because she's still on Up, Up, Down. So anyway, that's a little bit of good news for her, right? That's good. That's cool.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, so more or less, it sounds like from her, she does like live streams on Twitter of her playing video games. And the day it got released, she had a little heart-to-heart with her like viewers and stuff and, you know, said that, you know, she's been doing this already for the past 6 months. She's going to keep doing it. This is where she's at. Sounds to me like she's kind of moving away from combat sports in general, at least the main view of it. So that's just a little bit of news about the released stars. The show NXT, it really was just about the main event. So other stuff is not really that big a deal, although it started off with a hell of a women's match. Toni Storm and Zoe Stark. If you didn't see the match, did you see the gif of Toni Storm in this match?
Oh, no. her finisher thing that she did?
Yeah, because it was a very good opening match. Very good match. Zoe Stark showed up. She's fantastic. Love her to death. She kicked out of a Storm Zero. So Tony Storm's all frustrated. So she makes up a new finisher, or at least she debuts a new finisher, where it's like a kind of sweep step over into a pile side pile driver thing. It's sick looking.
Yeah, it's like an over the back DDT type thing, like a judo throw DDT. That's what it almost looks like. She's judo throw, boom, and it's this sick ass look of DDT.
It looks good. Nick, if you haven't seen it, go look up that GIF. Where you go, okay. We'll have to tag you. It's fan freaking tastic.
What's she call it?
So they were just, I mean, they sold it great. The announcer was like, "What the hell was that? That's unbelievable!" I'm like,
and NXT, of course, had that GIF and goes, "Name this finisher." And then I think I responded for all of us when I said, "Eye of the Storm."
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. You know what? My thought was,
I should
when
be creative, boys.
You should be.
You know what my thought was when I saw that, though? That would have been a great finisher for Karrion Kross, but I digress.
Nope. I'm still wanting to do the pop-up lay down test bomb.
I just want to see him do a finisher
so
other than the
sick
stupid forearm. Frankie Monet came out afterwards. Shiver. She's debuting next week. And then they had several segments of Candace and Indy. They're at the spa. Long and the short of it is Indy found out that Candace is the one who bought the flowers that she said Dexter bought for Shotzi and Ember. And Indy's revelation in this, instead of being mad at Candace, was that Dexter still loves her. So Index is back on, folks. Still rolling strong with the Indexers.
Thank God. That makes me happy.
There was a good amount of Cameron Grimes. I know that's not what you wanted to talk about. Nope. Cameron Grimes pulled up in a limo, talked smack to Jake Atlas and had a match against him. And it was all setting up for next week, basically. Because, anyway, long and short of it, Cameron Grimes lost the match because he got distracted by an arriving and mocking Ted DiBiase. And then he goes out and chases him. God damn you, Ted DiBiase! So then he goes and chases Ted DiBiase outside, and he does the laugh. And, you know, so the reveal is that next week there's going to be a $1 million showdown, and there's been reports by everybody under the sun that Ted DiBiase is going to be bringing with him and bringing back into the fold the $1 million belt, which is an official WWE championship for those of you who do not know. And just as a quick refresher, Jamie did say when we first started this podcast about his hatred for Cameron Grimes, and if he ever won a championship, that he would get a Cameron Grimes shirt and wear it on the show. So I look forward to a couple weeks from now seeing that Cameron Grimes shirt on you. We know it's going to end up that Cameron Grimes is going to lose the belt and he's going to go broke and he's going to be at home. That's where the story is going to go. So you will get a payoff in the end, I think, eventually.
I have to buy his damn shirt.
We're the same size. Give it to me when you're done. It's fine. All right. So there was a lot of Cameron Grimes, though. I just wanted to get there briefly. Now, Alexander Wolfe wrestled in what was his farewell match. He lost to Killian Dane in a pretty decent match, and then he got jumped by. It's kind of similar to what they did in TNA back when they had the main event Mafia, you know, Kurt Angle and Sting, and so they beat people out. That's how they sent Christian Cage away when Christian went back to WWE. They beat him out, you know, of TNA. He got beat out by the thing, Imperium.
Imperium.
Legado del Fantasma beat Thatcher and Ciampa. I don't like them as a tag team. Put Ciampa back in the main event.
Yes, I don't either. I'm glad you said that, JJ. I can't stand I haven't liked
Timothy
it at all.
I don't either.
I just don't. Maybe it's because he's the British thing. I don't know.
I like British wrestlers. I do. I just don't like him. Like, at all. Like, not even in the realm of, he's cool. Like, not even in that realm. It's more of a, dude, get off my TV screen. Like, he's almost got X-Pac heat. Like, that's where he's at with me. Like, I'm just like,
well,
I hate
him. He's not quite there with me yet, but I do not like him. And I miss Ciampa. I think this is not the right spot for him. We talked about this ad nauseum.
He's 50-50 booking right now, and he's so much better not 50-50 booking.
I mean, he's in just as good a shape. He should be in the. He's a better fit to go up against. And he had a match against Karrion Kross before Karrion beat Keith Lee, right?
Yeah.
It was a squash match. But if you get rid of that and you think about it, Ciampa as the Blackheart goes so well to go against Karrion. And there is your putting Karrion over in the main event picture, right? That's how we do it. This whole, like, cool Kyle and, I'm sorry, Finn, him and Finn just, it was a great match, but it's not a feud I want to see. And Pete Dunne, no. Which I love Pete Dunne. That's not, you know, Ciampa. This is how we do this. Anywho, we'll see what they do with it. They lost, though, so there's that. I think Legato is going to get a title shot coming in the next couple of weeks against MSK. And then Aaliyah lost to Saray. Saray keeps looking good. They're doing slow build. Slow as molasses build with her, which I don't mind.
Not at all.
Do not rush that.
I love her. She looks great.
She looks fantastic. Her drop kicks are amazing. And if they move if they push her too fast, it's going to be very much like, oh, you're just trying to replace Io Shirai, who's not even gone. She's just on break. So I can't wait for the day that EO comes back and the two of them feud because I want to see that. I want to see that hard. Anywho, Hit Bo. I'm not calling him Hit Rope. Oh, go ahead.
Hold on.
Go back. Yeah.
You know what the only bad thing about Io Shirai is?
What?
She's not in love with me thoroughly. I don't know.
No. I'm okay with that. She's a cat person and not a dog person.
I can see that. She doesn't look like a dog person.
It's sad. It's really sad.
Well, when you're a wrestler, it's easier to have a cat than a dog. You don't have to, you know, saying you're away for long periods of time. Some people are cat people. I'm a dog person, much like Jamie is, but I don't hate you cat people, unlike Jamie. Jamie hates you.
No, I don't mind cat people.
I'm kidding.
I have a cat who's going spastic right now. Like
there it is. That's the problem. You have a spastic cat.
Like, ape shit right now. I'm like, what is going on? Like you guys are probably picking up. Like you're just ruffling all over the place. Like,
you know who's also a cat person? Shinsuke Nakamura. I'm not saying it's a Japanese thing, but anywho, kinda let's move on. I kind of just did say that. Anyway, that's not what I'm saying. Next, Hippo. I'm not calling them Hitro until they fix their goddamn logo. It's terrible. It looks like a fucking bee. It looks like Hitbo, like a bow and arrow. So I'm calling them Hippo from now on. I'm not really digging this fashion. Not so much that it's the whole like hip hop thing. I don't mind that. I just don't get Swerve as like this mega producer leader of these three. The other three look great. The tag team was fantastic. You know, this Top Dollar, the big guy, he was fucking stellar. And and the smaller guy, I forgot to write his name down. I don't remember, but he's a little like high flyer. He reminds me of kind of like old school Homicide from TNA. He's got that look. He's got a very similar looking aesthetic, you know, because Homicide was very street, and this guy's same exact gimmick, except for being Mexican, he's black, you know. So,
but you know who could round out Hit Row?
Hippo, yeah, who?
Reginald, I think he would be a great asset and fit for them.
I want people to process that. You have these people who are very hip-hop, and then you bring in the Cirque du Soleil sommelier to be their leader.
It would make for...
Not a leader, just be a part of the crew. Then he's part of three... He's on all three shows. Way better than Cameron Grimes.
It would make for a good balance. Like, if he were to join them, and then they win a belt, and then JJ would have a shirt to wear, then, you know, it would bring balance to the force.
Well, it was ironic because Reginald is now only on one show, by the way. Reginald's been relegated to a single show, just so you're aware. I didn't know if you knew that or not, but yes. But anyway,
for now,
my whole thing is like, please, you can torment me on Reginald later, especially as I'm going to torment you when that $1 million championship goes around the waist of one Cameron Grimes. You guys have year titles. I'm getting the $1 million championship in mine the second that happens. And I could do that because I edit these videos, and I'll do whatever the fuck I want.
It's not a real belt.
That's why I have no problem putting it in my corner. And it is too. Nope. If it's listed on their website as a championship, it counts.
And if it's not, then I'll have to buy a shirt, right?
If it's not, you don't have to buy a shirt. You are correct.
Let's go. Don't be on the website. WWE, do not let me down for once. Come on.
Dude, they are all in on this Cameron Grimes thing. Just because you hate it doesn't mean that everyone else does it. Everyone else loves some Cameron Grimes.
Dude, our Twitter followers are the same way. They're like, can this just stop now? And I'm like,
not all of them. I know not all of them. I know that. Anywho, let's... Main event. This is where I'm trying to get it. Anyway, Swerve Scott, I just don't get whatever. You know, it is a thing. He wants a shot whoever's the U.S., the North American title holder. Swerve's a great wrestler. I just don't like him leading this, like, hip-hop group or whatever. Now, the main event was fan-freaking-tastic. So, Bronson Reed, Johnny Gargano 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think 3. All right, whatever. Doesn't matter. In a steel cage. Oh, my God. So good. Johnny shows you why he's who he is.
Johnny Wrestling,
He can sell. Bronson looks just as good as always as he has always been. The build was great. The spots were fantastic. They utilized Austin just the right amount on the outside. Mm-hmm. You know, trying to sneak away, you slamming the door, all sorts of things. I could get into it for plenty of time, but I'm not going to. So it ended basically with Bronson caught, like, he somehow got rid of Austin off the outside. He did, like, a splash onto the back of Johnny Gargano, goes to the door, pulls it shut, climbs to the top rope, and does a top rope tsunami on Johnny Gargano. 1, 2, 3, you have a new North American champion, Colossal Bronson Reed. It's well worth it. I've been on board the Bronson Reed ship for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Happy for him, and, yep. it's good to move it in this fashion.
Can I? You deserve it. You deserve it.
He does deserve it. Very glad to see him have it.
Mm-hmm. And that was NXT for the week. Very good show. I give it right in the middle of Squash Fest.
Opening and closing were great. Everything else is.
Everything else was there was a fair larger amount of promos this week than others. I think they knew that, you know, they're going up against NBA and NHL. So strong opening act, strong finisher, lots of filler in the middle. That's okay. Yeah. You know,
it was a 2.9 for me. So rounding up, it's a squash.
Okay. Cool. Nick, did you watch it? Do you want to give it a grade?
We're gonna get to my grades when we get to my segment. It's all gonna come together.
Oh, he has. Okay, well, that's a spoiler for. Yeah, we're giving him. We gave him open rein in his segment, so now we have a hint at what it's going to be. I don't know. Well, so that was on Tuesday. Thursday night was Impact. This was the fallout from Under Siege. Fantastic show. Once again, I am so happy I've gotten back into Impact a lot more because it was just a good show. It started off, first of all, this is the only show, not AEW, not NXT, not Raw, not SmackDown, only show to give a tribute at the beginning to New Jack.
Yeah. Yep. I did see only that. One. That was awesome.
I mean, he did wrestle in TNA for a hot minute. He won a match doing a Hulk hand punch of a guy through a table. So it happened. So they did a quick little thing, and then they got into the first match. Because they're like AEW. They don't mess around, right? And NXT's gotten better at this, too. They get right into matches, too. But Impact gets right into a match. Rohit Raja versus Jake something. I am becoming more and more of a fan now that I'm getting back into Impact of Rohit Raju. Mm-hmm. I like this guy. The Mocha Skin Manimal, the Desi Hitman.
It's such a good nickname.
It's such a great nickname. And he's got Shara, the kind of the big Indian enforcer, you know, is this and that. Jake something, I know you hate his whole shtick, you know, what's my name? But He's a very
Who
good
cares?
Wrestler. That was bad timing for that match. I'm going to say that's,
Again,
that was the
yes.
problem. But so it ends up being at the end that Shara kind of holds Jake's leg and causes Rohit to, you know, pin him without the ref seeing. And Jake just loses his shit after the match. Goes off, gets a chair, starts wailing on Shara. Rohit runs away. He's a heel, so he's like, I'm out. See ya. And Jake then goes to the table, puts the table up in the corner, spears him through the table, just goes ape shit on him. So that's going to continue to go on for a little bit, sure. But Shara's a big guy, so him versus Jake should be a fun match to see in the future. You had Kier Hogan versus Tennille Dashwood. This is Tennille once again trying to convince Taylor Wilde to be a tag team with her. I feel like I'm going to stick with this through, you know, the next pay-per-view-ish, but I feel like they need to sugar off the pot with this. Either you move them into feuding with each other or make them a tag team, you know, this whole, like, will they, won't they, you know, and it's like, okay, I get it. The match was cool. Tennille ended up getting the win, and then out came Deonna Purrazzo and Susan and Kimberly, and they're all jumping everybody. And then Taylor Wilde comes out, and she's all, then they're fighting back, but the numbers are swayed. And then Havoc comes out, and Taylor and Havoc are buddies now. I don't know. It felt like, hey, it's FaceTime for lots of women. Go. VSK. Oh, quick announcement. Because next week, on Impact, which is going to be this Thursday, there's going to be a one Kojima from New Japan Pro Wrestling showing up here. Keeping that forbidden door wide open. I like this. This is the way for Impact. Impact actually has a long-standing history working with New Japan, for those of you who are not in the know. Back in the days of TNA, pre-Dixie Carter, pre-Hulk Hogan, their way to branch out, get more money, basically to keep the doors open, they did all these crossover shows with New Japan talent at the time. That's why you had people like Okada and Nakamura were on TNA Wrestling way back in the day. So they continue to go that. Kojima's going to be on next week. VSK face off against Petey Williams. Guys, the Canadian Destroyer for the win. Petey picks up a win. I feel a little bad for VSK because he's a stupid talent free agent. That was actually a pretty big get for Impact. He immediately went in against El Fantasmo and then a re-rising Petey Williams. So bad luck, kind of very similar to what's that dude on AEW, the Seidel, Matt Seidel. I feel like he kind of got Matt Seidel'd a little bit. Rachel Ellering beat Jordynne Grace. Yes, Jordynne Grace went to go convince Scott D'Amore that they needed a match against each other. They're playing some long angle with Jordynne about her losing confidence, and I don't really understand it too much, but I have a lot of faith in Jordynne herself for selling the character. So that's going to go on for a little bit. I want to see her snap. I want to see her just lose her marbles.
Same.
I think that'd be amazing.
I am in on that.
Now, the night ended with fireworks. So it was supposed to be the first. There's actually going to be two matches. What's supposed to be the main event is Finn Juice defending their title against Ace Austin and Madman Fulton. And this was as promised as for a tag team title match. Finn Juice are great. Ace Austin, former X Division champion. Madman Fulton, I gave you the young cyberpunk diesel comparison last week, and he lived up to it. These four put on a stellar of a match. It was probably, what, about 20, 22? It was a decently long match, too. Mm-hmm. End up that Finn Juice retained. As soon as they did, here comes Eric Young and Violent by Design. And you're like, okay, so this is who they're going to feud with next. This is interesting. What's going on here? Well, Ronald's been carrying a trophy with him. And the trophy that he has, he won it at Bound for Glory. It's very similar to the old Feast or Fired cases they would do, where the trophy gave him basically, it's a call your shot trophy. So he could basically cash it in any time for a championship, whichever one he wants to. And he was going to do it for the tag team title. Or maybe it was tag team specific. I don't remember. But he had the trophy. Eric Young grabs the trophy from him. Says, Rhino's cashing this in. Him and Big Joe Deering, tag team title match number 2 of the night. Go. And they just obliterate Finn Juice. There's a gore. Joe Deering just getting big boots up. 1, 2, 3, new tag team champs, Violent by Design, Rhino. It's his only his second title he's held in TNA. He was an old NWA champion back when they had that title. But Rhino and Jay Daring. So Eric Young's gang getting gold. Pretty good show for Impact. You know, like I said, it was highly enjoyable. The wrestling is definitely the star of the show. Yeah. They had some promos there. Moose had a good promo where he was going up against Kenny Omega. And they're, you know, talking back and forth to each other, interrupted by Sammy Callahan. Sammy Callahan pulled a little, like, sting magic, you know, where his like, logo kind of flashed on the screen. And then, boom, he was in the ring real fast, right? But overall, not a bad show. If I had to give it a grade, I would give it a very – I would give it a low squash fest. I'd give it like a 2 – yeah, kind of like 3.0, you know, just right there. Now, there was some news about Moose that he re-signed with Impact, but he then contradicted it, said he has not. His – it's still up in the air. I think he has. It's all kayfabe, but we shall see. Also, it's been reported that Chelsea Green met with Impact executives. She's going there. We all know. Come on. She's going there. That's where her fiancé is. She's going back there. That's not a surprise. What would be a surprise is if any of the ones they teased in their latest Slammiversary promo are to go there. I said this last time when you talked about, you know, Samoa Joe and a few others in the video package, right? Well, Impact does this every year. They always take every possible person that could be showing up and stick them somehow in their video package. So there's actually somebody who got screenshots of this, and there's a screenshot that just says yes with a big question mark. There's a Bullet Club logo. There's probably going to be some New Japan stuff going on, so that's probably legit. There's a screenshot of one flash that came on the screen that was forgotten, kind of all, you know, for Forgotten Sons. And then there was the Iconics old logo with the two eyes. So Daniel Bryan, Forgotten Sons, the Bullet Club, and Iconics to Impact Wrestling confirmed. No, not confirmed.
Yeah, not confirmed.
Anyway, they keep teasing more and more stuff. We'll see. Slammiversary is coming up here right at the end of the 90-day no compete. Someone's going to show up. So that was the good. Did you watch any of Impact at all, either of you, this week?
I did.
You both look. I know Nick was about ready to go to sleep there, so I guess you did. You both did. All right. What did you guys think of the show?
Big fan of the first title defense. I thought that was a hell of a match. I thought it was great. I like Finn Juice. Fit Finley's son looks great. Just big fan of him. I like that, and I agree with you. Like I said about Jordan Grace, I think. Oh my goodness! Please snap for all of us.
I mean, she's doing this slow tease to it. She's always getting a little frustrated and something. I could just see it happen. So it's gonna be interesting. This is very similar to NXT, honestly. You had banger to start, banger to finish, kind of like, you know, and in the middle, a lot of filler, you know, which is, hey, that's not a bad way to go about it. A bad way to go about it would be to do whatever the hell SmackDown's doing every Friday night, because they had another show where, it started off with Sonya Deville announcing the return. So if you haven't heard, WWE is also returning to touring schedule beginning in July 16th. So yay for that. And then they had just a barrage of just whatever matches. They had all the women together in one match, basically. So Bianca, Tamina, and Natalya versus Bayley, Shayna, and Nia. Oh, did you think that the new women's tag team champs were going to feud with anybody else? Like, you know, the Riot Squad? Hey, Ruby. No. Fuck no. That's not going to happen. It's just Shayna and Nia versus whatever.
Oh, hold on. We're talking SmackDown, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, go to sleep. It's not worth it. Another stupid Aleister Black promo. Yeah, Nakamura beating King Corbin. Although, He was introduced by one of my favorite NXT wrestlers.
Same.
He only wrestled one match on TV as under his real name of Eric Bugenhagen. And he's now going by Rick Boogs. If you're unfamiliar, you might have seen there's some Old Spice commercials that WWE does. They have this Old Spice guy with the bandana. That's him. Yes, he looks like he's out of Steel Panther. That's his shtick. And that's why Jamie likes him.
I love him.
He came out with a guitar and he legit played, you know, Nakamura's entrance song for him. He's now in a faction with Nakamura somehow. Nakamura stolen Corbin's crown, right? Anyway, he ends up causing the distraction, which lets Nakamura get the win because he stands up on the table and starts playing Nakamura's theme song. And then they walk out as he's playing it on the guitar. It was that this bit was entertaining. Okay.
Yeah, the Brooks Cruise, man. Yeah. I follow him on Instagram. Homeboy can lift some weight. He can pump some serious iron.
Jacked. He is jacked.
You know, he's not jacked. He's more shredded than Julian Salve, man.
Good God. Every week. All right.
Good guy
true
tips.
That. True that. After that, you get more whateverfulness. Dominic Mysterio beat Robert Roode because things. Who knows? And then you had, once again, four matches for a 2-hour show. Four matches. The main event was Apollo versus Sami Zayn versus Big E versus Kevin Owens. It's like a 40-minute match, TV time wise, for the Intercontinental title. By all accounts, a pretty decent match. All four of them are good performers. It was entertaining enough. The ending was weird. Now, here's why I say this. We got to see the return of Aleister Black. Like, not the bullshit Dark Father reading time Aleister Black, the actual I'm in a wrestling ring Aleister Black. He came out with an entrance, near the end of the match, right? The match is still going on. It's not over. He comes out, you hear this weird music, see this smoke. It's a cool new entrance. He kind of shows up halfway down the ramp. He's all cloaked. He's not wearing the same, like, the spiky vest anymore. He's got this, like, cloaks thing going on. Not like full Undertaker, but, you know, it looked cool. And then he comes in the ring. He just delivers a wicked black mask to Big E.
It looked great. It looked amazing.
It looked good, but that's all he does. He comes in, gives a black mask in the middle of the ring, and then Apollo gets the pin. He retains the Intercontinental title, and that's it.
Yeah, that was weak. But he's back on TV, folks.
He's on TV. The show's a shit fest. I'm saying that by far is a shit fest. This
do we have
whole
anything
thing.
Below a shit fest? Can we just say
nope? We can't go below. We cannot go below.
Hold on.
We agreed at the start. One to five has to be one or a five.
I'm wanting to offer an amendment. If it is a zero, if we decide it is below a shit fest, it's a Vince fest.
This sounds good to me, Jamie. Here's
the problem. We're gonna start using Vince fest all the time. I don't think that's fair.
But isn't it, though?
What if the shoe fits?
Because it's a shit fest. Don't give a shit fest out unless it's really shitty. That's my point.
Well, then anytime Cameron Grimes is on TV.
Or Reginald. Nope. Whenever you see Reginald, nope. Shit fest.
Total spot fest there. Let's go.
We'll discuss this elsewhere. I'm sticking firm to the 1-5 rating.
Okay,
say we gotta stay.
Well, there is a motion on the floor.
we shall discuss that. We'll let you guys know what we come up with. You know, it's just so much infuriating with this whole thing here. Now, the part that really gets me about this is you're talking about, because I'm transitioning over to Raw now, and you mentioned going below a zero, going below a one. And
this
I don't want to do that. Now, I know that you have to be something special to go below that level. And the thing is, like, if you make it too commonplace an occurrence, well, then it loses any weight. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, fair.
Good example would be the Wrestling Observer recently gave their star ratings for the WrestleMania Backlash matches.
Yeah.
And the Miz getting devoured by zombies match did indeed get a -3 star. I didn't know that was possible.
There you go.
Anything's possible.
A -3 stars. So if you both swear that you're not going to every week be like, oh, it's a Vince Fest. That's a Vince Fest. That's a Vince Fest. I'll say yes, we can pull that up for the occasion. How about this? We each get one every quarter.
Okay, that's fair.
Ooh.
I know. Use it wisely.
How about this? We only use it for WWE pay-per-views.
Oh, dude, that's every single one of them.
I know.
No, their pay-per-views have been not... There's actually been wrestling on pay-per-views lately.
WrestleMania wasn't that bad, actually.
WrestleMania Backlash actually had a couple good matches on it. Yeah. Rhea Charlotte, Asuka. That was a pretty good match.
Good players in it, yeah.
I mean, legitimately, Roman Reigns and Cesaro, that was actually a good match. Anywho, we'll let you guys know what we come up with. We're going to come to an amicable. We will iron this out. We will come to an amicable solution and let you know. We'll have something. We just got to find the right cadence for it. Speaking of cadence, let's talk about Raw because, yeah, that didn't have any damn cadence. It really did. It's basically all about just doing the same thing over and over again. I mean, Drew McIntyre versus Kofi Kingston, number one contender match, interrupted by Bobby Lashley. Okay, we've seen it before. Rhea Ripley versus Nikki Cross. Out of freaking nowhere, here's Nikki Cross. She comes backstage. She's looking good. She says that she wants a match tonight against somebody. Charlotte says she can beat her in 2 minutes and challenges Rhea to do the same. Rhea fails. Nikki actually gets a win against the Raw champion. This means nothing. Charlotte then beat Asuka. She's now number one contender. Cedric Alexander beat Shelton Benjamin because we haven't seen that fucking match enough. Riddle goes full heel. Full-ish heel. He's going heel. He beats Xavier Woods with an RKO. That was cool. AJ Styles loses to Jackson Riker thanks to Elias. And then Omos does his best Braun Strowman impersonation and, you know, shoulder tackles Elias through the Trinitron. Sheamus is now fighting against Humberto Carrillo. He beats him. And then Ricochet makes an appearance. They both do flippy spinny shit on Sheamus. Yay. Your main event is Shayna and Nia losing to Natalya and Tamina because why have anybody else in this picture? There's some Reginald shit to end the show. It sucked. The whole thing was terrible. It was a shit fest as well. And that's WWE for the week, ladies and gentlemen.
You said Reginald?
I've already moved past it. Yeah, dude. Where were you? Oh, you were doing your sleeping gimmick, which you've done already before. Okay, yes. Good.
My sleeping gimmick is the best. Like, you got to keep working the gimmick.
I don't think it's the best. I think it's the Reginald of gimmicks. So yeah, keep working on it.
Oh, so by the way, it's definitely better than Cameron Grimes then. So we're good.
Well, if you're talking about going from two shows to one, it is because Reginald is no longer on SmackDown. By the way,
he's. I can change
he's only
that.
You already did. You moved him into Raw permanently, where he's going to be next week. He's fighting Shayna Baszler, and then he's going to get in a feud with what's her face, Alexa Bliss. So,
what was?
There's no way. I know neither one of you thinks this is a good idea in theory. Thank you, Nick, for being honest to the people.
He reminds me of what was that cat's name? The little guy that was following around Carmella a couple years ago.
James Ellsworth.
That's who he reminds me of.
He's Black James Ellsworth. Yeah, there you go. You are cheering. Jamie, you are cheering for Black James Ellsworth. I want you to know that. You are. Just so you're aware, you are.
Well,
I'm just a common man.
look at that quick pivot there, and we're gonna do another quick pivot because we decided to give Nick on his return here the floor, and we don't know much. We do know it's a bitch move time, so it's time for bitch moves by the young boy.
All right. Well, here it goes, fellas. So, just in all honesty, wrestling is not in a good place with me right now at all. Like, across the board. Across the board.
Everything.
Across the board. I do have a few key things that will bring it all back. But since we did just touch on WWE, I did not bother to watch Raw. And as far as I'm concerned, if I what the hell network are they on?
USA.
USA.
Like TNN. If I were,
dude, if I were USA, done. Like, go to the CW or something. I don't give a shit where you go. You're not on my station anymore. That's where Raw is with me. But here's where I'm going with it, because I wanted to at least see what happened. And so I looked it up on Bleacher Report, and I picked out a few bullet points just from the first match that kind of encapsulated where everything is with me right now. So here are the bullet points, okay?
Okay.
Bullet point number one. Raw opened up with da-da-da-da-da, just as last week. Bullet point number two. Same match. Recapped last week's main event. Bullet point number three.
Yep.
Said wrestler made a joke about how predictable it was for him to show up. Predictable. Bullet point number four. After a third commercial break, still the first match.
Mm-hmm.
Next bullet point. Interfered to cause a disqualification.
Yep.
And then last bullet point. They went for 30 minutes. Now, who are they that are in question? Probably the smallest guy in WWE versus the biggest guy in WWE.
McIntyre, Kofi.
Yes. Dude, and that's where I am across the board. Impact, you guys are going to hate me for saying this. I turned it on. I thought it was awesome that they did a quick little New Jack tribute. That was fantastic. Mm-hmm. That first match pissed me off so bad I didn't watch the rest of the show. I thought it was I thought it was the worst wrestling I may have ever seen in my entire life. It looked like it looked like Jake something and what was the Indian guy's name?
Rohit Raju. Yeah,
it looked like they had never been in the ring together before. You could watch them. They were like sitting there waiting to see what the other guy was going to do. Their moves, they look bad for practice. And then when Jake something does go nuts at the end, he almost misses the table. Like the guy
he botched the spear.
Terrible.
A bit.
The whole thing was awful. Yeah. Whole thing was awful. So I killed it. I'm like, no, I can't do it. AEW, we've touched on this before. They need to, in my opinion, which is not worth much. They need to, if I were Thanos, I would snap my fingers and just half the roster, no more. Too much, too damn much. It's, there's just too many people on the screen at one time, and I'm sick of the factions. I love the Inner Circle. They have chemistry together. They fit well together. I could give two shits about the Pinnacle. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I don't like it at all. It's boring to me. I don't give a shit. I'm sick of factions. Dark Order, we talked about, they're just a waste of talent right now. Just a waste of talent. They're just a bunch of guys hanging around for little quick segments. They're not doing shit.
He's digging in deep, boy.
Dude, I'm so...
You're really cooking my grits right now.
I am
Let him go.
Of it. The only... Dude, the only... I mean, without pulling up the pay-per-view card, I mean, the only singles match that I can remember where it's a straight-up match is just Miro versus Murder Hawk. And you guys know I love Miro with all my heart, but even with Miro, I feel like they botched him as far as coming in because they wasted so much time with Sabian. And dude, I'm in a bad place right now with wrestling, fellas. The last match that I truly, this is to show you how bad it is. The last match that I was like, oh man, that was fun. I had fun watching that match, was the arcade, whatever the hell it was called.
Arcade Anarchy.
Yeah, that's the last match that I sat down and was like, man, that was awesome. That was worth my time. And that was, a month ago. I'm not happy with wrestling right now.
Nick, I do want to remind you, this is a wrestling podcast.
I know. I feel like I owe you guys my honesty.
No, you do. I appreciate your honesty. I know Jamie's trying to process everything, so I'll just,
it was a lot.
Dude, all right. And here's another reason, though. Like, I'm getting to be old and grouchy, and my patience is very thin. And it's like I'm saying with this Raw thing, you're going to waste my time showing me something that was already done last week and was done the week before that. And so on. Don't waste my time. I got other shit I can do. When I turned on Impact, first match out of the gate, terrible wrestling. First thing when I turn on AEW, I got to look at goddamn Christian Cage. Seriously, this is how you're going to try and suck me into your 2-hour show with Christian Cage? Please, don't waste my time. Don't waste my time.
I disagree with you. Okay. That's actually a really good match, but whatever.
In fairness.
Sorry, JJ.
In fairness, we did go watch Kansas City Extreme Wrestling, okay? And yes. I guarantee there was worse wrestling there than what was on Impact.
I'll give you that.
Okay, it's not the worst I've ever seen. And like I said before, Christian Cage's match, it was a good match. I'm just not a fan of Christian Cage, so I have a bias towards it. But it was a solid match.
Let me put this in perspective for you.
It is a solid match.
Let me put this in perspective for you. You guys may or may not have watched the Ultimate Warrior biography that was on this past
week. I tried to. It turns out I don't have A&E.
Let me put this in perspective for you. The first guy that actually they came in together at the same time, Warrior and Sting.
I know, they were
tasty. Don't waste my time. Don't waste my time with Sting. God damn it. Get rid of him. Dude, I'm telling you, Thanos, get rid of 60% of the roster now. Please. I'm sick of it. It's just clutter. It is clutter taking up space, and it's not accomplishing shit other than irritating me.
Well, so I'm going to defend Christian Cage and Sting. For the simple fact of what they are doing behind the scenes with the younger talent.
Leave them backstage.
For one.
Leave them backstage.
For two, they're not for your eyes. They're for people's other eyes who aren't marks to watch to watch the show. That's why they're there. I don't know that guy.
We're marks. To your point exactly. We are marks.
We excited with the Rainmaker, and you know you almost shed a tear, you know, about with the whole New Jack thing, you know.
Yeah.
That's not why Sting and Cage are there.
They
not
have name
in the least.
They have name value for the bandwagon fan.
Paul White, same thing.
Yeah, they have name value. That's it. And we've talked about the factions. There are way too many.
There are too many. You're not wrong.
And we've been saying Dark Order's a leader.
I want to see Sean Spears wrestle again. I don't want to see him as wrestler number 5 in the Pinnacle segment. I hate it. With all my heart, I hate it. You know what I mean? I want to see Sean Spears wrestle. And I'm just picking him out of the crowd. You can say the same thing for every other person that's in a faction right now. I want to see them wrestle. I'm sick of the dumb segments. Now, if you're going to do a segment and you're going to go out there and rock the mic and, I mean, really do a kick-ass promo, then by all means do that. Mm-hmm. Don't waste my time otherwise.
Hey, I hear you. Let me follow-up question to that, though. I just want to check. Do you watch Elevation and Dark every week?
No.
You would see almost all those guys wrestle. Therein lies the problem.
I don't understand why they wouldn't put that on TV then.
They will.
It's not up to them. They just signed a contract to get a third hour. They can only do – they don't have a network. They're not Ted Turner. Ted Turner owned WCW. He owned the shit. He could do whatever the fuck he wanted. You know, I mean, WWE's been doing this for 50 years now, you know? They could they pretty much write their own contracts. AEW could only go with what they can get approved. So whatever they can't get approved, they're like, all right, well, let's go. Once again, maybe not for you, but for the younger generation, for these internet people, put on the internet, put on YouTube. That's where people could go look at it.
It's not and for if, me at all. It's like to people, me, it's the equivalent of there being 64 NFL teams.
But they are. That's where they are wrestling. You will see almost all members of Dark Order wrestle there. Shawn Spears. You see Ethan Page a lot on there. See tons of women wrestling. A lot of developmental stuff.
Time.
It is there.
Time.
Yeah.
Time is valuable to me.
I understand. I'm not.
You are just Groucho Marx, man.
Like, dude,
I'm just saying. You say put them in the ring.
What I'm saying is
it's there. It's easy to find.
Man, if you've got good stuff, put it out there for people to see. Stop with the nonsense. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it to death.
So what you're saying is not wrong. Okay, for one, we've all agreed to a lot of what you're saying. I think the problem is your delivery there, young boy.
Oh, right. No, I need a vacation.
Nicholas, I know.
Need a vacation.
You need a vacation. And yes, we know that Raw and SmackDown suck.
And
we know
actually,
this.
I meant to mention this and I got carried away. I am in need of a vacation and I am expecting Double or Nothing to be that vacation for me. So we'll see how it goes, but no.
Well, I hope to God, or else Sunday is going to be a journey. So
yeah, I'm not going to be there to help. So.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. Well, we'll see where it goes. I mean, valid points. They're all very valid points. I think we all can agree that a lot of what you said, and that recap alone sums up the problems with what WWE is, and. Remind you, while WWE's making money hand over fist, they also went from no way in hell they'd ever drop below 4 million viewers to under 2 per show in a matter of, what, 5 years?
Yeah.
6 years? So, I mean, it's a different world. I think there's more wrestling out there. There's more wrestling that's spread about. And like it or not, that's increased people wanting to be in wrestling, so you have more bodies, so you have even more promotions, and then you have bigger promotions, and then people just start signing everybody to keep them from going to other promotions. So now you got
there's
bodies, and then you're paying them. It's
not
like nothing's ever going to be the Monday Night Wars again. You're not going to ever see it. I'm sorry. Wrestling's never going to be that consistently that level just because of the way we are with the society now. Everything's instant feed. Like if the internet was around back in the Monday Night Wars, it would not have been as good as they were. I guarantee you.
Agreed.
It wasn't around as much. Let me put it that way. It existed. But yeah, if the internet, because you had to tune in, you had to get home from school for us. You know, kindergarten for some of you listening, maybe, high school for us, we had to get home, you go to your buddy's house, make sure you were there in time, and you record one, you watch the other live, right? That's what you did. Or you just stayed in your lane, and it was good. It's not going to ever be that style. I think that there's something out there for everybody, but it might be surrounded by a bunch of other stuff. Like, if you would have stuck around for Impact and watched that first tag team championship match, I think you would agree with us about how stellar it was. It was stellar.
It was
very good.
Really, that, really damn good.
Therein lies the problem and the crux of the matter. If you don't put out good shit for me to look at immediately, you're going to lose me. To me, wrestling right now is the equivalent of that guy you know that tells boring-ass stories that take forever to get through. That's wrestling right now to me. That guy that just drones on with little to no direction, burning up your clock while you could be doing other more interesting things. That's wrestling right now. A boring-ass story.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining our boring-ass story podcast. We do appreciate
it. Wow. Yeah. I don't know how we come back from that.
I don't think we do. I think we're just going to move squarely on. Well, that was the bitch. That's why we gave him a second. I told you this is going to bite us in the ass one day, Jamie. We both agreed on this. It's like, are you sure you want to give Nick a second? But you know he's just going to go off one that week. And like, oh, he'll be fine.
Well, that was, happened. That was the
night, Mom. Ding, ding, ding. Over under on that was the under. So, well, look, I'll tell you what. You guys, you let us know what you think. Is the state of rest, because I tend to be, maybe I'm a little more of an optimist, but I tend to be complete opposite. I think that this is not the golden age of wrestling, but it is I think there's so much wrestling out there, and there's so much good wrestling and good talent out there. Yes, you might not be able to see it right away everywhere, but it's out there. It is to be found. Internet age is instant demand, instant satisfaction. I know that. But you tell us, what do you think? What do you think of the state of wrestling? Is it all just crap and a half and you only watch out of habit? Do you love everything about everything that's out there? Tell me what's good, what's bad. Give us a comment down below. Give us a tweet. Let us know what you guys think. So,
wow.
We are going to be back. let's just end it. I don't know where we're going, man.
Yeah, I know.
We can talk more about this on Wednesday. So we're going to be back on Thursday morning. I know there's no Dynamite coming up here, but JB's going to be gone all next week. So we're going to do a show where we're going to give you our picks for Dynamite. Nick and I are going to watch Dynamite. And then we're going to get together. We're going to film and record a podcast Sunday night, a Dynamite special, just the two of us. And then we'll be back the next night for Monday morning that'll be released. And then Tuesday morning's our regular weekly recap, where I'll kind of tell you what happened on WWE and Impact, and Nick can bitch a little bit. And then we'll be back for the Dynamite after Double or Nothing Thursday morning. Yep. And then Jamie will be back from Florida with a tan, maybe a sunburn, and a lightsaber, and eardrums that are ready to just fall out of his head. So
yeah, and a Harry Potter wand for sure.
And Harry Potter wand? Are you gonna get the Elder wand? Are you gonna go for Voldemort?
You know, I was gonna go Voldemort, but I might just go to Ollivander's for the wand ceremony and pick out a custom wand that just suits me.
Make sure you get a dragon's eyelash or whatever. I don't know.
Yes, or the phoenix, right. Whatever.
We're gonna stop with our nerdery. So thank you guys for joining us. Like I said, give us a shout. Let us know what you guys think about the state of wrestling right now. Do any of you agree with Nick? Do you think he's off his rocker, or do you kind of agree with parts and bits and pieces of it? Let us know. Give us a shout at Total Spot Fest. If you want to yell at Nick, that's probably the best way you can do that. Or a comment down below if you're on YouTube. You can talk to me and Jamie. Please, Jamie at JFalkner56 next Sunday. Give him spoilers. Just tweet him spoilers all night long. Just do it. I am at JMoney1536. We will be back, like I said, on Thursday morning. We're going to give you our picks for Double or Nothing, and we'll talk more about this. I think it's a good thing to talk about because it's not all good. Wrestling is not all good right now. I think that there are good stuff out there, but we'll get more into it. So thank you for joining us. We will see you next time. Nick, do you have anything else you want to say to the people?
I think I just found out that I'm the Alex Jones of wrestling commentary, where I just say a bunch of bonkers shit with Nick.
I wasn't going to go nearly that.
No, I was just going to say a bunch of bonkers shit, and then the occasional grain of truth.
You are our velvet.
And the raspy voice that I've acquired.
I know you turn into Wheezy Jefferson over here. Yeah. You know, you got some macho man going on. Jamie, let's run away. Take us home, man.
Okay, so this one's going to be a little bit different. So everybody might not remember this, but just a few days ago was the 22-year anniversary of Owen Hart's death.
Oh,
and
rest in peace.
I was there, and I saw it. And it was scarring, traumatic, all that stuff. But I figured tonight we'd do a little different. And if you're not down with TSL, enjoy this moment of silence.
All right, guys, we will see you on Thursday. Peace.